Welcome to The Wrap, a weekly podcast covering women's sports news. Taking a look around the grounds this week, Sydney FC have qualified for their seventh straight grand final appearance. The New South Wales Waratahs won their fifth Super Rugby title, and Saya Sakakibara has taken out her second overall World Cup title in a row over the weekend. For the key story, I'll chat about the new Super Netball Reserves competition that has been introduced. My name is Chloe Dalton. I'm usually joined every week on the show by my co-host Bez, but Bez is the manager of that New South Wales Waratahs team that just won their fifth Super W title. So she has been up in Queensland celebrating. So I've given her the day off. I'm on my own, which I'm kind of nervous about, but we'll see how we go. I'm recording on Gadigal land. Let's take a look around the grounds. In football, Melbourne City is set to host Sydney FC in the A-League Grand Final. Sydney are Grand Final bound for a seventh consecutive year after two goals across both semi-final legs from Mackenzie Hawksby. The Sky Blues finished with a 2-1 aggregate over the Central Coast Mariners. In the other semi-final series, Premiers Melbourne City proved too good for the Newcastle Jets, adding three goals on Saturday to finalise a 6-0 aggregate win. In netball, the New South Wales Swifts claimed the win in Super Netball's, what they're calling the State of Origin, over the Queensland Firebirds in a 77-73 point extra time thriller. How good's a bit of extra time? Swift shooter Helen Housby celebrated her 100th Super Netball match with five super shots that helped to seal the win for her side. In hockey, the Hockey Roos ended their campaign at the Perth International Festival of Hockey with a 3-0 win over Japan, celebrating Jocelyn Bartram's 100th cap. The Hockey Roos played two games each against Japan, China, and Australia A, and they were unable to clinch the overall cup after a 3-2 loss to China in their second fixture. In rugby union, the New South Wales Waratahs have been crowned 2024 Build Corp Super Rugby wins Women's Champions after defeating Fiji and Drua in the grand final 50-14 at Ballymore Stadium on Sunday. The Tars were dominant throughout the match, with wingers Desiree Miller and Maya Stewart combining for five tries. The win was the Waratahs' fifth title and denied the back-to-back champions Fijian and Drua a three-peat. Atasi Lafay was deservedly named player of the match, and I actually texted Bez last night and asked her to do a quick interview with the player of the match. So here it is.
All right, this is Bez. Hours after we've just won the Super Rugby Women's Final, and I'm with Atasi Lafay, best on ground, absolute queen. Atasi, talk to me about that game, like thoughts about, kind of there was a momentum shift. We were struggling a bit in the middle. Where did you feel it change?
Oh man, we were struggling there for a bit, especially in that second half. Fiji scored early and thought, oh.
Okay, so first grand final we've won in 2 years. We've lost the last two. How did it feel when that full-time siren went?
Oh, it was super special. Obviously, it's been building for such a long time. The last couple of years we fell short, so it was really, really exciting that we got the win and brought the trophy back home.
Yeah, where it belongs. And obviously, best on ground, pretty special award.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so stoked. It was such a surprise as well, but I'm so, so grateful. It's a credit to seriously the whole team and all the coaching and staff. And obviously, the last few years have been crazy with all of the setbacks I've had. And haven't played grand final since 2018 due to injuries. And so just to have all the support from the girls and, again, the coaching staff has been incredible. And just to get that award in the end there has been super special as well. So very grateful.
And we're on it.
We're on.
Up the Tars. Up the Tars.
In athletics, javelin thrower Mackenzie Little has continued her great form in the lead up to Paris with a silver medal at the Suzhou Diamond League event. A new season's best of 62.12 metres was only just outdone by reigning world champion from Japan, Haruki Kitaguchi, who threw 62.97 metres. And finally, in BMX, Saya Sakakibara has claimed her second straight overall World Cup title after winning gold in rounds 5 and 6 of the UCI BMX World Cup over the weekend. An incredibly dominant season from Saya. Congratulations, and can't wait to watch you hopefully kill it in Paris. Let's take a look at the key story. There's a new pilot program in netball that aims to bolster high performance pathway opportunities during the 2024 Suncorp Super Netball season. So what it is it's almost a league for the reserve players in Super Netball to have an opportunity to play against really quality opposition. We saw during the COVID years that the ANL, the Australian Netball League, was actually canned and returned as the Australian Netball Championship. So the teams will come together over a much shorter format at the moment. So it's really great to see. This is almost the closest thing we've seen to almost replace that ANL. We know a lot of players, spectators and fans of the sport were really disappointed to see the ANL removed. So I think this is a great move that there's an opportunity. We know how cutthroat the Suncorp Super Netball is. If you're not in that starting seven, obviously there's the bench players, but if you're not in that starting seven, you're not getting a huge amount of court time. You're not getting a lot of opportunity to develop as a player. And I think an introduction like this is only going to be a positive thing for the future of the game. It's going to run over 5 weeks from June 1st to July 7th. And it was established to support talent identification. And as we said, well, as I said, because it's just me riding solo, provide additional match play for athletes on the cusp of Suncorp Super Netball. There's 7 teams that will participate. So the Melbourne Mavericks are the only one who won't. They've definitely expressed interest, but they've, as their captain, Amy Parmenter, has spoken about on multiple occasions, she's talking about being a new team. They're flying while building the ship. No, that's definitely not what you fly in. You fly in a plane. Learning to fly while building a plane. Palmy, I need your help here. But, you know, they're trying to pull together this team. So I think adding a development team is not a priority for them this year, which I think completely makes sense. So hopefully they'll look to join in 2025 if all goes well with this new pilot program. Whoa, it's kind of really weird and tiring and I need to remember to breathe while I'm just doing it by myself. Okay. Let's take a look at what to watch. In football, Melbourne City and Sydney FC will now face off in the grand final at 4:50 p.m. AEST on Saturday, 4th of May at Amy Park in Melbourne for the right to be crowned Liberty A-League Women Champions. In netball, the New South Wales Swifts take on the undefeated West Coast Fever this Sunday, 5th of May, 4 p.m. AEST at Ken Rosewall Arena. And the Aussie Sevens are taking on the world at the Singapore Sevens. They take on Brazil in game one this Friday, May 3rd at 2:50 p.m. local time, which Bez hasn't done the research, so we don't have it in local time. This is me. Well, we don't have it in AEST, but I think it's about a 3-hour difference, surely. I'll double check that before it goes in the newsletter. You can watch that one live on Stan Sport. That's the wrap. Really speedy one this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Can't wait for you to come back next week, Bez, because it's weird without you here. This Thursday, we've got an episode dropping with Australian wheelchair rugby player, Shay Graham. She's an absolute legend. She's the first woman to ever play in the Aussie Steelers because traditionally it was a men's team. She's just broken down so many barriers and she absolutely kills it. Listen to this one out Thursday from 6 a.m. wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great week.